Dear brothers and sisters, thank the Lord that that I have this chance to come to share something with you.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹和各位朋友们，我真是感谢主，今天有这么好的机会和大家一起来分享主的信息。
Yeah, and with the coronavirus and with everything, we haven't seen each other for a long time.
因为这个大家知道，因为这个新冠病毒的原因和其他的一些原因，大家已经有一段日子没有见面了。
But we thank the Lord, He Himself, Lord Jesus Himself, is always very, very near to each one of us.
真是感谢主，我们的主耶稣基督和我们每一个人是很近的，每天都很近。
Yeah, so the burden the Lord gave me, this time is to know the Lord from up close.
今天主给我的话语是我们今天的标题，就是从近处认识主。
And I think in my own experience, and when I look at the experience of all brothers and sisters in our fellowship, and even in other places, you know, the Lord longs to be very, very close to us. But oftentimes we forgot that. And it seems that we are so easily engaged in or wrapped up with the things outside.
我这么多年来的感受，不论是从我们自己的教会，还是其他的教会的弟兄姐妹，大家一同的感受就是我们的主一直想和我们很亲近在一起，但是因为我们每个人都忙于自己的事情，所以往往就忽略了这一点。
And I have to say that actually, I personally feel it maybe a lot more than my observation of others. And to me, it is very, very personal.
我自己有一些感受，这个有可能和别人的这个其他的一些观察有一点不一样。我的听到的有可能不一样，但是我觉得下面所讲的就是完全是一些个人的体会。
Yeah, so I know just for myself and you know my family, those close to me, I know that it's very, very important to know the Lord from up close.
从我自己和我家庭的一些成员和一些其他的和我非常亲近的，我知道我们要。很重要一点就是要近处要认识住。
Yeah, and actually it's from up close, meaning it's not just you know, I read the Bible and I do what the Lord wants me to do and I do the duties in the church and so on and so forth. It's more than that.
所以我们这里所讲的从近处，这个英文就是 up close, 就是很近的地方。认识主和我们日常所认识的我们所该做的基督徒的事情，比如说是读圣经，然后去教会，在教会服事，这些所有的一切我们所做的事情还是有一点区别的。
And okay, so let's just read a few scriptures.
好，我们先来读一些个圣经，然后我们来证实这一点。
Matthew chapter 4.
我们打开圣经马太福音。
Matthew chapter 4, verse
19. 4:19.
This is Lord Jesus said to Peter and Andrew, his brother. And he said to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.
这个是耶稣对马太和他的弟兄安德烈说的，耶稣对他们说，跟从我。
彼得。Yeah. And a few verses down, he said the same thing to John and James.
他和约翰和雅各也是这样说的。
Yeah. And then in chapter 9, the Lord said that to Matthew.
在第九章九节的时候， 耶稣也是这样对马太说的，大家看屏幕上有这个圣经。
Yeah, Matthew, Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 9.
九章九节。
And as Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, follow me. And he rose and followed him.
耶稣从那里往前走，看见一个人名叫马太，坐在税关上，就对他说，你跟从我来。他就起来，跟从了耶稣。
So the important thing is follow me, the Lord said.
重要的就是耶稣说，跟从我。
The follow me is to follow me closely, don't leave me.
这个所说的跟从我就是紧密的跟着我，不要离开我。
Now we know, you know, from history, we know that for 3.5 years, the Lord Jesus was there with them. And they were with the Lord Jesus for all 3.5 years.
我们知道这个圣经上记载，就是耶稣那个时候有3.5年的时间和他的门徒在一起，那个3.5年门徒也和耶稣一直在一起。
And they didn't go out to do wonderful work. They just be with Lord Jesus, following him.
他们没有到外面去做很多伟大的事情，他们就是跟从耶稣和他，跟从他在耶稣在一起。
And the Lord Jesus thought that was very, very important.
耶稣说，耶稣想，这个事情是非常非常重要的。
Yeah, that they be with him.
就是那他的门徒跟从他。
And then, look at Matthew chapter 16, verse 24.
我们现在看马太福音16章24节。
And then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desire to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
So I think the thing I want to emphasize here that we pay attention to is this is the way of the cross. And the Lord Jesus said, follow me. You take up your cross and follow me.
这个耶稣就是在这里强调，就是你要背起自己的十字架，就是要跟从他，紧紧的跟着他。
Yes. And not just to take up the cross, but and then follow me.
是不单单是背起十字架，而且要跟从他。
Yeah. Okay. So and then let's look at maybe. Okay. Let's turn to Psalm 23, verse 4.
我们现在要看的下一节圣经是诗篇23章4节。
And this is something all of us are very familiar with.
我们对这节圣经都非常熟悉。
This is David's song.
这个是大卫所写的诗篇。
Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Now here, brothers and sisters, here, David was picturing himself as the sheep, and the Lord God, Jehovah, is the shepherd.
这里大卫所描述的是这样，他把自己就是描述成那个羊。他把我们的，他把他的，把我们的主，描述成那个，牧羊人，他们牧羊人就在牧这个羊。
Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The rod and staff, I think one of them means discipline. And the other of them is actually to rescue.
Yeah, 是我们所看见这里所写的，你的杖，你的竿。杖和竿有一个所一个杖就是就是管教，第二个竿就是安慰。
Yeah, so let's just assume that the rod is discipline, and the staff is to comfort or to rescue.
是，你的，我们就说这个脏就是管教，干就是拯救和安慰的意思。
But no matter what, brothers and sisters, you see here, the sheep and the shepherd are very close, just the distance of one staff.
Yeah. 所以我们这里所看见的就是牧羊人和羊是非常亲近的，他们的距离就是一个杆的距离。其实这个英文这个杆这个 staff 也有这个一丈的距离这个意思。
Yeah, it's no matter what, it's very close. So this is how David sees his relationship with the Lord Jehovah. It's not far away, but very close.
这里所看见的就是大卫和他的主和主之间的关系就是非常近，就是一杆子之远的距离，不是很远，是非常亲近。
Yeah, this is how David thinks that he himself,His relationship with the Lord is like that. He doesn't want to be a sheep which is far away. He wants to be a sheep that's just one step away, you know, from the Lord.
这个就是大卫想认为他和主的关系就像牧羊人和羊的关系距离一样，是非常近的，只是一杆之远，不很亲近。
Yeah, if the Lord wants to discipline him,Just one rod. If the Lord wants to rescue him or comfort him, just one rod, one staff.
如果主要在这里这个管教他，也就是一杆之远。如果他要安慰他或者是拯救他，也就是一杆之远。
Yeah, let's read another Psalm of David, which is Psalm 16, verse 8.
我们读另一篇诗篇是16章8节，诗篇16章8节。
Right, so Psalm 23 is David talking about the time when he was young. But now Psalm 16 is he's not long young anymore. He is actually, I think at that time he's the king.
对，那个刚才所读的诗篇23篇是大卫很年幼年轻的时候写的。这个16章8节是大卫不再年轻的时候，就是他已经长大成熟了。他已经做王的时候所写的。
I think I should say Psalm 23 is David wrote later, but he was talking about the time when he was like sheep. He was a sheep.
23章所讲的就是大卫写这个文章的写这个诗篇的时候是他以后的事情，他写的是他年轻的事情。
Yeah. Now, Psalm 16 verse 8.I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved.
16章8节，我将耶和华常摆在我面前，因他在我右边，我便不致摇动。
So David is saying this, I will never let my Lord be far away from me.
大卫所说的就是，我绝不让我的主离我远。
Yeah, I want him to be just right before me.
我要我的主就在我的边上。
I want him to be right on my side.
我要我的主就在我的就在我的身边。
Yeah, it's that every moment of my life, and I want my Lord to be right there with me.
在我生命中的每一个时刻，我都希望主就在我的边上。
Now to understand the strength of what he's saying. Remember, when David did not have the Lord before him, he sinned.
当我们知道怎样来认识这一点，就是当大卫没有主在他面前的时候，是吧？
他犯罪了。
然后他犯罪的时候啊。
When he forgot about the Lord before him, so he, And just that day, he got himself in big trouble.
Yeah, 就是在那一天，他没有把他和主远离的时候，就是那一天他犯了一个很大的错误。
So, brothers and sisters, yeah, okay, now perhaps let's read one more one more verse. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2. I'm sorry, I just, that's the next few verses I'll read, and that's it. Isaiah chapter 9.
Chapter 9, 2.
Verse 2.
Okay.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined.
以赛亚书九章二节，在黑暗中行走的百姓看见了大光，住在死荫之地的人有光照耀他们。
So here, actually, if you go back to chapter 8, you know that that's the time when Judah was afraid of the north would invade them, and Assyria is also coming.
他这个以赛亚书九章二节所描写的就是他在八章的时候，那个时候北国的犹大的北面的邻国要来侵略他们，那个亚述国的军队就要来攻打他们。
Yeah, and then also Israel and Damascus combined, they are trying to come south.
Yeah, 那些大马士革要来攻占以色列。
So at that time, Damascus and Israel combined together, and they want to come to invade Judah.
Okay, 好，我们知道大马士革就是亚述国的亚述国，他那个时候已经占了北国，已经两个国以色列国就是北国已经合在一起，他们一起来要攻打犹大国。
Now, so in Judah, people really they are so afraid. A lot of rumors, a lot of conspiracy talks. So they saw no light. I mean, it's like darkness and death around.
那些犹大国的百姓那个时候有很多的谣言，也很多的恐惧。他们看到的是一片黑暗，他们恐怕自己会死，他们看不到光。
So here Isaiah says, "There's a great light coming."
所以这个时候以赛亚说，这有一个大光就要来了。
Now this great light, and he further described is verse 6.
这个大光，以赛亚在第六节的时候就更详细的描写了这个大光。
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
九章六节，因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩。头上，他名称为奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
So we see here that when people are in afraid and fear, in confusion, and then the light comes, and this light is the one that Isaiah points to, is the person that's sitting on the throne.
在这里我们看见，当人们有这样的恐惧、害怕，那个时候以赛亚书，以赛亚就指给他们，我们有这个大光要来，这个大光就是坐在宝座上的。
Yeah, and that he's on the throne, and his name is Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace.
他的名就称为奇妙测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
And let me just read just one more place. Matthew chapter 4, the last place.
我们看马太第四章。
And Matthew chapter 4, it starts quoting the light in Isaiah chapter 9.
马太第四章先开始就是引用的，就是这个大光是在以赛亚书所描写的大光。
Yes. Okay, just a second. Okay. Let me see. Just a second. Okay. Yeah. Okay. But then right after that, I can't find what verse is it. Let's see.
16.
Huh? 15?
16.
For
16. 16. Wonderful. Thank you. Yeah. Chapter 4, verse 16. The light is mentioned again, quoted again. The people who sat in darkness saw great light. Upon those who sat in the region on shadow of death, light has dawned.
好，马太福音四章十六节，那坐在黑暗里的百姓看见了大光，坐在死荫之地的人有光发现照着他们。
And then, right after that, chapter 5, verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
好，我们过了这个之后，马太福音五章三节就这样写：虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
So see here, we see that just like in Isaiah, in Matthew, the Lord Jesus, after the light is mentioned, he immediately points to chapter 5, and then which says that those who are poor in spirit, theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
是啊，在主在马太福音第四章所记载的大讲了这个大光的时候以后。到第五章，就马太福音第五章，耶稣就说：“虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。”
So what is this kingdom of heaven?
这里所讲的天国是什么呢
？The Lord Jesus actually gave an answer to that.
主耶稣给了我们一个答案，这个天国是什么
？Luke chapter 17 verse 21. The Lord Jesus said, Nor will they say, See here, see there, for indeed the kingdom of God is within you.
十七章二十一节，人也不得说，看哪，在这里，看哪，在那里，因为神的国就在你们心里。
So, dear brothers and sisters, the so-called kingdom of God simply means that God is ruling. God is on the throne.
所以我们这里看见的神的国就是神在你心里，神在你心里作王。
Yes, and verse 21, the brother said, that God is actually the king. He is on the throne of my heart and of your heart.
就像刚才说的十七章二十一节，就是神就是那王，他在你的心里和我的心里作王。
Now, if that is the case, then just like Isaiah said before, then you see the wonderful, you see the counselor, you see God Almighty, you see the Father Eternal, and you see the Prince of Peace.
所以我们刚才看见的就是以赛亚书所说的，他是和平的君他是
yeah
他是
yeah we'll come back to that
yeah 我们等一下会要回到这里
yeah so the brothers and sisters you see when we see this thing we know that the Lord wants us to be very close to him
我们刚才所读的各节圣经都知道我们的主很希望我们和他紧密的在一起。
He wants us to follow him, not to do work. I mean, to do work, yes, but a lot more than that. He wants us to be with him so that we can see him, so that we can know him, so that we can actually draw our strength, draw our inspiration, draw our everything from him.
所以，我们的主给我们的是，要求就是让我们和他，紧密的在一起，不是让我们，只做事情，做这各样服饰。我们更要紧的就是和他紧密的，和他认识他，和他紧密的在一起。
Yeah, and also when we come to the New Testament, we see, you know, the last few verses we read, we see that the Lord tells us that the kingdom of God is in our heart.
我们刚来到了新约的时候，我们的主刚才所读，我们刚才所读的几节圣经告诉我们，就是我们的主让我们知道，我们应该让他在我们的心中做王掌权。
Yes, so it's truly wonderful. On one hand, he wants us to be very close to him. On the other hand, he tells us that he actually is on the throne of our heart.
一方面，我们的主让我们很和他能够紧密的在一起；第二方面，我们的主告诉我们，他是那坐宝座的王。
In our heart,
在我们心里头坐宝座的王。
So this is how close he wants to be to us.
这个就是我们的主，希望我们他和我们这么亲密的在一起。
Yeah, let's have a bow our head and have a word of prayer.
让我们低头，我们来一起来祷告。
Lord, we pray that that we can feel your heart and we can open ourselves this morning to what you want to say to us.
主啊，我们今天早上在这里祷告，希望我们能够打开我们的心，让我们感觉到你和我们是你对我们所要说的话。
Lord, you want so much to be close to each one of us.
主啊，你真的是希望你和我们每一个人都这样的亲近。
And you want your throne to be in our heart.
你希望你的宝座就在我们的心里。
Lord, over years, over generations, you have your own disciples, and also over generations, there are people who have caught your heart, have so followed you.
主啊，历世历代有那么多你的子民，你的使徒们，真的是体会了你的心意和让他们的心打开，让你在里面作王。
So Lord, we pray that this morning, your own story, your own word will help us to see that as well.
主啊，愿我们今天早上我们真的是能够看见你同样的事情在我们这里发生。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名，我们祷告。Amen.
Amen. So, dear brothers and sisters, we have read those verses that the Lord Jesus said himself.
我们弟兄姐妹，亲爱弟兄姐妹，我们刚才所读的圣经是主耶稣基督所说的话。
The Lord Jesus, and when he was speaking to his disciples, when he was on earth, he emphasized that he want them to be very close to him.
主在这当年在世上的时候，他对他门徒所说的话，他就是在那里强调，希望他的门徒和他在一起，紧密在一起。
Yeah, to follow him, and even when they bear the cross, and he wants them to follow him.
不但让他们背起自己的十字架，还让他的门徒跟从他。
Yeah, and oftentimes we see it see this from the point of view of doing work. So following him to do great work, or carry the cross to follow him to again to do great work.
我们一般来说这样想的话，就是我们要在这里要背起十字架，然后要跟随他。跟随他的意思就是我们要做很多的事情，做伟大的事情。
But the Lord, when for that 3.5 years, he didn't want them to do anything. He just want them to be by his side to watch.
但是在那我们的主在世的3.5年的时间中，他没有叫他的门徒做什么特别的事情。他要他门徒做的就是跟随他，就是观察他。
Yes, to understand him.
能够明白理解他。
And to see him. to see deeper in him.
然后他叫他的门徒更深一层的追寻他里面的东西。
And to be corrected.
然后被纠正。
And to be inspired.
然后被鼓励。
And, brothers and sisters, when we look at this is not only after the Lord Jesus came. Actually, over history, this is how Lord Jehovah dealt with his own people.
这是我们看一下这个事情不单是我们主耶稣所做的就是我们的神耶和华历世历代所做的也是这样。
And you remember Abraham, when he came into Canaan, and there was famine, and he went down to south, and finally went down to Egypt.
所以我们知道在历史上所记载的亚伯兰然后因为有一个饥荒的事情他就从迦南然后就逃到了埃及。
Now we know that he actually messed up over there. He cheated. And he said, this is my sister.
嗯，我们知道亚伯兰在埃及的时候犯了一个大错他就是说欺骗那个王说他的妻子撒拉是他的妹妹。
And the Lord Jehovah intervened. So the king of Egypt let him go.
所以我们的神耶和华那个时候就出手就是救了亚伯兰。所以埃及的王即使知道亚伯兰撒谎所以还是让亚伯兰走了。
So Abraham came back to Canaan.
然后亚伯兰从埃及就回到了迦南地。
But all the way, the Lord Jehovah didn't say anything to him.
所以这 一切的故事中，一切的时间中，耶和华并没有直接对亚伯兰说话。
And I think the Lord wanted him to know that he messed up.
所以耶和华神应该是应该是让亚伯兰明白他自己做错了事情。
Yeah. So thank the Lord when Abraham came back to where he built an altar for the Lord.
所以感谢主，那个亚伯兰回到他先前筑坛的地方。
And he went there to call upon the name of the Lord.
他到了那里就求告耶和华的名。
And I think he was telling the Lord, Lord, I'm really sorry.
所以我想他那个时候就这样神认罪说我真的是做错了。
I have sinned against you, I have sinned against my wife.
真的是我向你犯了罪我也向我的妻子犯了罪。
So Abraham knew that he has to come back to the altar to restore the relationship with God.
所以亚伯兰知道他要回到那个筑坛的地方然后和耶和华和神恢复关系。
Yeah, he doesn't want there is anything between him and the Lord Jehovah that would ruin, that would separate their relationship.
所以他不想有任何的事物和能够隔断他和耶和华的关系，所以他要恢复和神的关系。
So you see from the story later, you see then Abraham was able to learn to know God from up close.
所以从后面又讲了一些其他的故事我们都可以知道亚伯兰慢慢的就和神恢复了关系然后没有中间能够隔断他们。
Yeah, he never let anything that interrupt the relationship between him and the Lord Jehovah.
他没有让其他的事情来隔断他和他的主耶和华神的关系。
You know, Moses, the story of Moses is the same. Moses actually, it was a most difficult job the Lord assigned to him.
所以我们看摩西和神耶和华的关系也是如此。神给了一个摩西一个最困难的工作。
Yeah, but thank the Lord, after some experience, Moses said, to the Lord. He said, Lord, can I see your glory?
所以摩西经过了这些故事之后和神的关系之后，所以摩西后来就问向神说，神啊，我能不能求你显出你的荣耀给我看？
Yeah, this is in Exodus chapter 33, verse 18.
在出埃及记33章18节是这样写的。
Yeah, and so his relationship with God is the closest that any human being had with the Lord Jehovah.
我们知道摩西和神耶和华的关系是人类历史上没有任何其他一个人比他和神和他的摩西的关系更近了。他和神的关系是最近的。
And yet he said, Lord, can I see your glory?
但是他还是说，摩西说，求你显出你的荣耀给我看。
So brothers and sisters, you see the heart of Moses. He wants to know the Lord up close.
所以大家看见摩西的心意，他就是和神要亲近。
And then we know that Deuteronomy, when he was about to die, in Deuteronomy chapter 30, he actually told the Israelites, he said, you know, the God is your life.
所以在摩西离世前，就是记载在这个生命记30章2节是这样写的，就是他离世告诉他的百姓，且爱耶和华你的神，听他的话，因为他是你的生命。
Yes. So dear brothers and sisters, it's truly wonderful. This kind of statement you can only find in the New Testament, that God is your life. This is a New Testament sentence.
是我们所看见的，就是神是你们生命这样的有关的经节，我们一般都是在新约里看到的，在旧约里没有看见。这是我们在这里看见了旧约里记载，耶和华是你们的生命，是新约的经节。
Yeah. Right. So this is 1500 years before the New Testament, before before Lord Jesus came. He, Moses, actually told Israelites, remember, the Lord is your life.
所以这个就比较很神奇，因为这个是在耶稣来之前1500年前，他就已经讲了，摩西就讲了，耶和华是你的生，是你们的生命这样的话。
So, yes, yes. So what the Moses really saying is, remember, God is very, very close to you. He is right in you, your life.
所以摩西对他的百姓说，耶和华和你们是和你们是非常亲近的，他就是在你们的生命里面。
Yeah. So, and then the story of David we already mentioned, and that, you know, this David considered himself a sheep, and not the sheep which is far away, but the sheep which is only a rod away from the Lord.
我们刚才前面所读的经文也知道大卫的故事。大卫和神的关系，耶和华的关系，就是羊和牧羊人的关系，就是一竿之远，很亲近。
Yes, he's saying, Lord, if you want to hit me, just hit me. I'm right here. And Lord, you want to comfort me, you comfort me. I'm right here. Lord, you want to talk to me, just talk to me. I'm right here.
大卫对神说，主啊，你要教训我，我就在这里。你要安慰我，我就在这里。你要拯救我，我就在你边上。
So, brothers and sisters, it's wonderful. This is why the New Testament, the Lord actually, I think it's Acts chapter 13, when Paul was telling the old story, Paul was saying, the Lord Jehovah said that David is after my heart.
所以在新约里，保罗就说，就是引用就大卫的话说，神就是就在我心里。
Yeah, I should say this. And Paul said that the Lord said that David is after my heart.
所以保罗说是神说的，大卫是明白我心意的人。
Yes, so it's truly wonderful, brothers and sisters. Shall we all be like David?
真的是很神奇，很伟大吧？我们真的是应该像都像大卫一样。
When we come to the New Testament, when Lord Jesus came, the Lord Jesus is truly wonderful. He actually made preparation for us to be close to God.
当我们来到新约以后，我们真的是很惊讶，我们的主耶稣基督真的是已经准备好让我们和他亲近。
Yeah, he told us about life. He told us about the Holy Spirit. He also told us about the way of the cross.
主耶稣基督不但告诉我们什么是生命，什么是主的路，什么是十字架。
Yeah, he actually gave us all these things, he said.
耶稣事实上把这些生命、十字架、圣灵都给了我们。
So that we can be close to him.
所以因为有了这些，我们就能和主耶稣非常的亲近。
You remember the Lord Jesus said that I am the vine, you are the branches.
我们听见主耶稣基督说过，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
So in terms of life, it is that close. We are the branch, and he is the vine.
就是关于我们所讲的这个生命的连接，就是这样的这样的紧密。我们主耶稣是葡萄树，我们是枝子。
Now, as far as the Holy Spirit, you know, Lord Jesus, the last day he was on earth, he made a point that he wants to introduce the Holy Spirit to us.
所以有关这个圣灵，我们的主在世的最后一天，他就是这样说，我要赐给另一个保惠师。
Yes, not only he showed us who he is, who the Holy Spirit is, he actually gave that Holy Spirit to us, to us, not only to us, but be there forever.
他不但他把这个圣灵给我们看，让我们知道什么是圣灵，而且他事实上他把这个圣灵赐给了我们，然后这个圣灵和我们是永远同在的。
So the wonderful thing about Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ. Holy Spirit is also the Spirit of God.
所以这个圣灵，这个奇妙的有关圣灵的定义，就是这个圣灵其实就是我们的主耶稣基督，圣灵也是我们的神。
And in the Romans chapter 8, verse 9, I think.
在罗马书八章九节是这样有这样的记载。
Yeah, and let me just read it so that we know who Holy Spirit is.
好，我们看一下，一起来读一下罗马书八章九节，读一下，我们就知道圣灵是什么。
If the Spirit of God dwells in your heart, you do not belong to the flesh, but you belong to the Holy Spirit. If a man does not have the Spirit of Christ, he doesn't belong to Christ.
罗马书八章九节，如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。人若没有圣基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
So if you look at the Roman chapter 8, verse 9, you see the three words there. One is the Spirit of God. The other is the Holy Spirit. The third is the Spirit of Christ.
所以我们看这个罗马书八章九节，我们也注意一下三个字，一个就是神的灵，然后就是
圣灵，
圣灵，第二个就是圣灵，第三个就是基督的灵。
So you see, the Apostle Paul put all these three terms together, telling us they are the same.
所以保罗使徒保罗把这个三个字都放在一个句子里面，告诉我们这三个字是一样的。
So the Holy Spirit that is in you, is in me, is actually the Spirit of God, is actually the Spirit of Christ.
所以在你在我心中的圣灵其实就是神的灵，其实就是基督的灵。
So he ought to be respected.
所以这三个灵我们都要尊完全的尊敬。
The Holy Spirit, of course, the Spirit of God we respect. The Spirit of Lord Jesus we respect. Now the Holy Spirit we have to respect, because they're the same.
所以神的灵我们要尊重，基督的灵我们也要尊重。第三个就是圣灵，就是基督，又是神，我们也要尊重。
Yeah, so, you know, we better be careful if some people say that, oh, and last night I had a good dream. In the dream that the Holy Spirit tell me this and tell me that. And then you find it doesn't look like what God said. It doesn't look like what Christ Jesus said. Then you know that's not the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要小心，有人在梦里就说，昨天晚上我做了个梦，圣灵告诉我在要做什么，但是实际上我们往仔细一看，它其实既不像是基督的灵，也不像是神的灵，所以就我们要小心，这有可能不是圣灵所叫你做。
Yeah, what the dream says is not what the Bible, what the Lord Jesus says. It's not what the Lord Jehovah said. Then you know that really not, because the Holy Spirit is their spirit. It's the spirit of God and spirit of the Holy, of the Christ.
所以我们所刚才所这个例子里面我们所说的我们所说的如果你认为是圣灵，但如果不是这个圣灵的指示，不是不属不像是基督的灵，也不像是神的灵，耶和华的灵，那如果有不一致的话，那就不是圣灵的指引。
So, brother and sister, but anyway, the Lord Jesus, in his wonderful grace, he has given the Holy Spirit to you and to me.
真的是神极大的恩典，他把圣灵给了你，也给了我。
So that you and I can really know the heart of God, the heart of Lord Jesus.
所以因为有这个圣灵的缘故，所以我们就能明白基督的心意，也能明白神的心意。
So the Gospel of John, verse 16, it says, the Holy Spirit comes, he will guide you into all the truth.
所以马太福音16章说，当圣灵来的时候，他会带领你和我
进入一切的真理。
进入一切的真理。
Yeah. And the Lord Jesus also said, the Holy Spirit comes, he's going to glorify me because he will tell you what he has received from me, which is he has received from God. Because what God has given me everything.
因为耶稣在后面就说，圣灵要来指引你和我，他将你的事情告诉我，请再讲一遍。Sorry.
Oh, 对不起。The Holy Spirit comes to glorify me because he is going to tell you what he has received from me. What the Father has, he has given to me.
所以圣灵要来荣耀我，因为他将所授予我的要告诉你们，因为父神已经把一切告诉了他。
Yeah. So, dear brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is wonderful. You know, without the Holy Spirit helping us, it's very hard for us to understand the Bible. Almost impossible.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们知道圣灵是非常的重要，如果没有圣灵来指引我们的话，我们是很难理解圣经的。
Yeah, but it's truly wonderful. Because of the Holy Spirit, we are able to understand the Bible.
真的是很奇妙，因为这个圣灵的指引的缘故，我们就能够明白圣经。
And also, the Holy Spirit is wonderful because of the Holy Spirit in our heart, we feel that the Lord is to be praised.
真的是圣灵也是非常的奇妙，因为圣灵充满了我们的心里，所以我们就知道神是那值得敬拜的、赞美的。
Yeah. And, you know, in the past, before the Holy Spirit dwells in us, we often ask the question, how come the Lord, you allow this thing to happen to me? How come you allow my wife to be so rude to me? How come you allow my children not to listen to me?
在没有圣灵指引我们的时候，我们常常会在那里抱怨，神啊，你怎么让这样的事情发生在我的身上？你怎么能让我的妻子这样对我的粗鲁，能让我的孩子这样的不听我的话？
But when the Holy Spirit is in us, the Holy Spirit will say, Ted, it is because you're not good. It is because, you know, your wife is going to tell you some truth. And your children is going to tell you some truth.
当有了圣灵在我们心中的时候，圣灵会告诉我们，这不是你的妻子不好，也不是你的孩子不好，因为他们要告诉你，提醒你，有一些事情你是不对的。
Yeah, so wonderful. And then the Holy Spirit will teach us to say sorry.
这是很奇妙，我们的圣灵就会在里面催促我们能够对妻子和孩子说对不起。
And then when that happens, the wonderful thing is our heart will be open.
当这些事情发生的时候，很奇妙的，我们的心就会被打开。
And the peace comes in, the joy comes in.
然后这个和平和这个喜乐就进入到我们的心里。
And you find it's truly wonderful how come it could happen. And then you say, Lord,the glory is yours.
真的是你很奇妙。你说为什么这样的事发生呢？真的是你最后就会说，主啊，这荣耀是归于你的。
So, dear brothers and sisters, Lord Jesus came. He gave us life. He gave us the Holy Spirit. He also lead us to walk the way of the cross.
所以神耶稣我们的主耶稣基督来了，他给了我们生命，给了我们圣灵，也让我们走这十字架的路。
And then, brothers and sisters, the way of the cross, the people of the world don't want to walk on it.
十字架的路，在世上的人并不想走这一条路。
But the wonder is, today, you and I are willing, and then to say that the way of the cross is good.
真是很奇妙，今天你和我都说，我愿意这条十字架的路是奇妙的，是好的。
Yeah, think about it. If Lord Jesus didn't come, if Holy Spirit is not given to us, if life is not given to us, you and I would never, would always keep a distance from the way of the cross.
所以，如果不是主耶稣基督来，如果不是圣灵赐给了我们，你和我应该是远离这条十字架的路。
Yeah, so, brothers and sisters, I will very quickly give some examples of think about the apostles and that we know.
我们今天会很快的给一些例子，大家想一想我们所认识的、所知道的这些那这个耶稣的门徒们他们是怎样的。
You know how they actually know the Lord from up close.
他们是怎样和主之间有一个近处的这个跟随和认识？
Yeah, they remembered Peter.
我们记得彼得。
Peter, the last day the Lord Jesus was on earth, Peter said, "Even if everybody else will desert you, I will not desert you."
对，在耶稣基督在世上的最后一天的时候，彼得说，即使众人都离弃你，我不离弃你。
You know, Lord Jesus said, you know, before Peter, before the cock crows, you will deny me three times.
基督耶稣就对彼得说，今日鸡叫以前，你要三次不认我。
And this is the wonder is Peter heard it.
真的是很奇妙，彼得听到了。
And then after he denied the Lord three times, you know, some time later, that day, he denied the Lord three times. And the third time, the cock crowed, the Lord Jesus he was far away being questioned, judged. The Lord just turned his eyes upon Peter, and Peter went out, wept.
所以这个彼得他以前说过最后在地上最后一日的时候他主被抓起来了在那里被询问主彼得就是经过一晚上在最后一次否认主的时候不认识说不他不认识主的时候他我们的主那个时候转过身来看见彼得看着彼得彼得就想起主那前天昨天对他说的话他就跑出去痛哭了
So dear brothers and sisters, this is to know the Lord and close up.
所以这就是在近处跟随主。
So the Lord knew Peter would experience this. So Lord turned his head and looked at Peter.
主知道彼得会经历这一切,所以主转过身来看着彼得。
And Peter saw, and Peter went out and wept.
所以彼得看见就想起主说的话,
And he learned a huge lesson.
所以彼得就学了一个很大的功课。
And he was so upset of himself, so he finally, the next day, a few days, then he went out fishing. The Lord then met him at the seashore.
Yeah, 所以彼得经过这个事情之后就是对他自己是那样的失望。 然后过了一阵子之后，他就出去打鱼了，又在个主秀向他显现。Yeah.
So, Lord, dear brothers and sisters, we gotta know the Lord from up close.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们真的是要和主能够有近处的关系。You
know, I have to say honestly, as a Christian. Most of the lesson I learned was when the Lord rebuked me.
所以作为一个基督徒，我所想分享所有我的经验，大部分经验就是我学到功课的时候，就是主责备我的时候，我才学到了功课。Yeah,
dear brothers and sisters, if we haven't been rebuked by the Lord for a long time, there maybe we were not looking at Him.
所以弟兄姐妹们，如果主已经很久时间没有责备我们了，我们应该看一下是不是我们和主还有亲近的关系吗？
Yeah. Okay. So this is Peter, and then when we come to Paul,
这是彼得，然后我们看见这个保罗，看一下保罗。
You know, we don't have too much time, so I'll just say briefly a few things. You know the Lord, Apostle Paul, in his letter, a lot of places he is telling us, he is helping us, he's instructing us. But then in some other places, he's talking about his own relationship or his own learning from the Lord.
从保罗的很多书信中，我们看见有一些。 很多地方讲的是，就是给我们一些帮助，给我们一些教训，但是也有一些地方，其他一些地方讲的是保罗和主之间的亲密关系。Yeah,
so for example, Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, which all of us are very familiar with, I have been crucified with Christ, and now live no longer I, but Christ lives in me. And today I live in my flesh, is by the faith of the Son of God. He loves me and gave himself for me.
很熟悉的一段经节是加拉太书二章二十节。我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。他是爱我，为我舍己。But
sister, if you look at the context, this particular one, you know, verses Galatians chapter 2, verse 19, before or after. This particular one is like something that is put in. a kind of a little odd.
嗯，我们看这一节经节，其实它不管是上下文之间是好像是插进去的，不带有什么联系，是看上去比较奇怪。
I think of course it's connected because yeah we can't we don't have time to go into that. But this one is very personal.
我们知道这个前后节总是有一些关系，应该是有关系，但是我们不想再接着花时间进去了。但是这一节所描述的就是非常就是个人所感觉个人的感觉，就是他和神的关系。
I just want to mention two things. The one thing is he said I have been crucified with.Christ.
两件事要讲，一件就是他说我已经与基督同钉十字架。
So dear brothers and sisters, it's truly wonderful to think about it. If the word with is not there, then you know I have been crucified on the cross. None of us can do.
如果这句话真的是非常有意义。如果这个鱼这个字拿掉的话，就是只是说我已经钉了十字架，这个是我们任何人没有一个做得到的。
Yes, it says it's a 同钉 meaning to be crucified with Christ.
所以他说的这个同钉这个意思，同和基督同钉十字架。
So in the eyes of Paul, he saw himself, yes.You know, I have to bear the cross, but I'm crucified with Christ on the cross.
所以从保罗的角度来说，说我要自己背自己的十字架，但是他又说我已经与基督同定了这个十字架。
So if Christ were not there, then I won't be able to do that.
如果不是基督在那里定了十字架的话，我是。不能定也是不可能做的。
You know, I won't have no strength to do that.
没有基督定十字架，我是没有力量来做同样的事情。
And also, I won't know what's the meaning of being crucified.
我也不懂什么意义，定十字架的意义是什么，我也不知道。
But thank the Lord, I'm crucified with Him.
感谢主，因为我和主同定了十字架。
Now, the second point about this verse is the last thing he said. He left me and gave himself for me.
第二点就是他这个经节的最后两个半句话是这样说，他是爱我，为我舍己。
So when he was talking about being crucified, when he talks about Christ and now my life, and all these things are wonderful. But finally, he added this part. You know, he added this part. He said, Christ, he loves me and gave himself for me.
他前面所讲的停定十字架一切不再是我 他最后加了这一句话就是他是爱我为我舍己
Brothers and sisters, I think the last thing he added was the source of his strength
所以他最后所讲的这他是爱我为我舍己是保罗力量的源泉
Yeah, so very close relationship he has with the Lord
他和主有非常亲近的关系。
Now, this matter of being crucified, he sees it, he learned it from up close.
这个所讲的同钉十字架，他看见了，他也学到了，他因为和主如此的亲近。
Now, in the 1 Corinthians chapter 13, talking about love.
在哥林多前书十三章也讲到了这个爱
And the love suffers long, love is kind, and the love endures all things, believe all things, and so on.
十三章四节，爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈，爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂。
Yeah. So, brothers and sisters, when you read that 1 Corinthians 13, those verses, love.It's not a subject. Love is a person.
是我们看这个哥林多前书十三章里面所讲到了很多的爱，爱不是一个物件，爱是一个人。
Yeah, if you read this First Corinthians 13, think about it. In Paul's mind, love is not a subject. Love is a person.
是，所以这个保罗这在哥林多前书十三章所描写的这个爱，它不是一个物体，它是一个人。
Yes, wonderful. This love is indeed just Christ Jesus.
这个真的是很奇妙，这个爱就是耶稣，就是基督。
Yeah, the love in the world is not like this.
世上的爱不是这样子的爱。
And it's only the love of Christ Jesus is like this. He endures all things, he believes all things, he hopes all things, and he has patience on all things.
Yeah, 只有基督的爱是这样子，他是凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
And then another thing about the love of Christ, and this is chapter 5, verse 14. He said, the love of Christ constrains us.
所以这个基督的爱还有另外一个方面，这个记载在哥林多后书五章，它是五章十四节，原来的基督的爱是激励我们。
Yeah, we think that one died for all and all have died.
因我们想一人既替众人死，众人都死了，就都死了。
So those who live will no longer live to themselves, but live to the Lord who have died for us and risen for us.
所以现在叫那些活着的人，因为他替众人死，叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
Brothers and sisters, this is his own experience, I believe.
这个是保罗自己的经历。
The love of Christ so constrained us that we believe, we think that one died for all and all have died.
基督的爱是这样的激励我们，因为我们想一人替众人死，众人就都死了。
You know, and humanly speaking, it is not reasonable. One died for all and all have died. This is not reasonable, humanly speaking, but the love of Christ constrains us.
是啊，从一个人的角度来看这件事情，一个人死，众人就都死了，这句话不成立，但是因为基督的爱激励我们，就是我们就这样认为。
So the love of Christ is so special to me. To Apostle Paul, so this is how he felt. One died for all, and all have died.
所以这个神基督的爱是这样的爱，是这样的鼓励保罗，这样的感动保罗。所以保罗就这样认为，一个人替众人死，众人就都死了。
And the latter part of the sentence, it says that you know, we no longer live for ourselves, but live to the one who have died. And the reason for us.
所以这个十五节就说，活着的人不再为自己活，乃是替他们死而复活的主活。
Now our Chinese translation and some of translations says "为," meaning for, but there are some other translation actually says "to," meaning do not live to myself, but live to my Lord.
就是。中文里面是为是这个有用了这个为这个字，就是英文是 for， 然后它有一些呢，就是其他的版本呢是向着主活，是向的这个意思，翻成向的意思，不是翻成为。
Yeah, so what it means is actually, you know, we who live will actually live to the Lord who have died and risen for us.
所以我这样觉得，就是我们要活着。就是要向着主为我们死而复活的主而活。
Right, two talks about our path forward. Two talks about our direction.
这个向着的意思是指的我们这个走路的方向，是朝向。
Yeah, so our Lord Jesus, he already died for us, he's now lived for us. Now we walk to him, we walk along with him.
所以我们的主替我们死了，我们要活着的话就是朝着主的方向而活。
Yes, not only for him, but we live to him.
不是为了主而活着，是我们活着是要朝着主的方向而活。
Yeah. So, is it for, then I can find five different ways to do things for him. But that's not the emphasis. The emphasis is actually from now on, I live to him, meaning he's going in one direction, I go that same direction. He goes this way, I go that way too.
所以这个所翻的如果是为主而活的话，我有可能找出五种方法来为这个主而做一些事情，然后为主而活。如果是向主而活的话，就是朝向的问题，就是你要活的方法就是和主要求的一样，是向着主而样式而活。
So the Paul's emphasis is actually, you know, we got to be really close to him.
所以保罗在这里的强调的就是我们真的是要和主完全的亲密，向着主。
Yeah, very, very close. He, you know, we walk along him, so we know exactly what he wants. We can get inspiration.
所以我们跟着主一起走，然后我们就知道主朝什么方向走。然后我们就能得到主的激励，能够朝着那个方向走。
You know, I think another, I just want to, maybe I don't have much time, I just want to mention one more thing about Paul.
我们再讲一个保罗另外一件事情。
Now, we know that among all the disciples and over generations, Paul probably was the one who knew the heart and mind of the Lord the most.
所以我们知道很多的使徒，这历史历代的使徒，这个保罗是应该是很知道神的心意的一个使徒。
He knew Jesus Christ really deep.
真的他很明白耶稣基督啊，非常的深。
But he didn't think that he knew him good enough.
但是他并不认为他已经完全明白了。
And in the Philippians chapter 3, verse 8.
好，在腓立比书三章八节。
Now he said previously, I'm blameless in terms of the law. I'm a Pharisee. I'm blameless in terms of the law.
在这个以前呢，这保罗从一直认为他在律法的义上无可指责。
No, he makes this claim.He said that I was blameless in terms of the law.
所以他就给自己有这个定义，他说我是在律法上的义上无可指责。
He truly is, but he said, now I know Jesus Christ, I consider all that as trash.
所以他说，三章腓立比书三章八节，他是说他我认识耶稣以后，耶稣基督以后，不我就把万事当作有损的。
And then if we come to, I just make the point, verse 10, it starts to say that I may know Christ.
三章十节说我能够晓得使我认识基督。
Yeah. So dear friends and sisters, Apostle Paul at that time has written the Romans, First, Second Corinthians, the Thessalonians, and Galatians, and all these books.
好，我们知道保罗写了罗马书，帖撒罗尼迦前书、后书和腓立比书，他写了很多的书信。
It's already written. He now is in prison writing this Philippians.
啊，所以在这个腓立比书之前，刚才他写了很多的书信，现在他在监狱里，他在写这个腓立比书。
So he said, you know, I didn't know the Lord enough that I may know him.
所以他说我并没有完全的认识主，我不够认识主。
So dear brothers and sisters, you see how how humble he is. And I would say it's more than humble. He really knows. He really knows that I haven't known him enough.
我们这里看见，保罗是多么的谦卑， 但是其实他不是谦卑，他真的是告诉别人，我不够认识主，完全认识主。
Yeah, you know over the years he said that among the apostles I'm the smallest.
所以很多年，那个时候很多年，保罗一直说使徒中我是最小的。
And this is in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
在哥林多前书15章是这样说的。
Yeah, I think a few years later in Ephesians he said among the saints I'm the smallest.
过了几年之后，在以弗所书里面，他就是说信徒中我是最小的。
You know, brothers and sisters, he did not make that claim. He actually gave the reason.
他不但只是说宣告跟别人宣告这个是他的结论，他也给出一些原因来。
He says, among the apostles, I'm the smallest because all these other apostles were ahead of me. They knew the Lord a lot earlier than I do.
所以他说使徒中我最小，其他的使徒比我更早的认识主，更知道主。
And when he said among the saints meaning you and me, among the saints I'm the smallest. The reason he said is because they know the Lord more earlier than I know the Lord.
所以在信徒中，就是我们这些普通的这个信徒中，他就说保罗说他是最小的，因为他其他的信徒比他更早认识主。
And then finally he says, among the sinners, I'm the first.
所以最后他是这样说了，他说罪人中我是罪魁。
And this is 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 15-16.
是在提摩太前书一章十五十六节是这样讲，罪人中我是罪魁。
And he said, you know, before I knew, you know, I persecuted the church, I persecuted the name of Jesus.
所以在我认识基督前，他说我逼迫了教会，逼迫了信耶稣的人。
But I have received mercy because the Lord Jesus wants to use me, such a sinner, to show his mercy.
所以他后来，但是他说然而我蒙了怜悯，因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁身上显出他一切的忍耐。
Yes, to the Lord Jesus wants to manifest upon me his own patience. Over the years he was so patient with me. Now he wants to show on me the result of his patience.
所以耶稣基督那么多年来是对我有这样的忍耐，现在他要在我这罪魁的身上显明他的忍耐。
So, dear brothers and sisters, you see, Apostle Paul was not facing the Lord and facing brothers and sisters with a lifted, high up feeling.
所以保罗在对其他的同工、其他的信徒的话，他并不是觉得自己是高高在上，给别人这样一个感觉。
You know, especially before the Lord.
特别是在神面前，他从来他没有这样的一个高高在上。
Before Lord Jesus, he didn't give any sense that over the years I have known everything about God, I have known everything about Lord Jesus. He never said something like that.
Yeah, 他在主耶稣主面前从来没有说这么多年我明白神的事情这么多这么多，他从来没有说过。
So, brothers and sisters, the key thing is, Lord, brothers and sisters, if we want to know the Lord, really know the Lord, and know the Lord up close, we have to be really poor in spirit, as the Bible says.
照圣经里面所说的，我们真的是要认识主耶稣基督，要和他有亲密的个人的关系的时候，我们真的是要谦卑，不能说我们是明白很多。
Yes.Yes. Well, may the Lord give us that. Give us a humility.
真的是愿神给我们这个有一颗怜悯的心，有一颗谦卑的心。
You know, dear brothers and sisters, if we think we know, the Lord will just let us alone.
如果弟兄姐妹们，如果我们觉得我们能的话，神，我们的耶稣，主耶稣基督就会让我们自己去 them.
I would my brother is so nice. I would just say if I feel that I know enough, if I feel that I know everything, the Lord Jesus would just let me alone.
如果我觉得我能解决事情，主耶稣基督就会把我抛下，让我自己去应付这个事情。
Yeah, and not only those matters, but also even the matter of knowing God, knowing the Lord, knowing what the Lord really means in His word.
所以不但如此，我们也要知道，我们真要明白神的心意，神是要做什么，神的工作是什么。
We have to be really, really, really humble.
我们要做的就是要非常非常的谦卑。
And to know that we are nothing.
然后我们要知道我们什么时候不是。
And thank the Lord. If that's the case, then the Lord can start to talk to us.
如果你是这样的话，然后主就会和你说话。
So when you look at the story of Apostle Paul, and you find that before God, before Lord Jesus, he actually is at a very low position.
是，我们看这个保罗的一生的话，在神面前他是降卑自己到一个极低的程度。
He said again and again that Christ is at the first, in the first place, the highest place in our heart.
他一遍又一遍的说，主耶稣基督是在我心，是在我心中是最享有最高的地位。
You know, when he look at, when he, you know, in the in these Philippians and all these letters he wrote, you know, it, you feel that he, when he looks at Lord Jesus, he's raising his head and look at him.
所以在腓立比书和其他的书信中，当保罗看主的时候，他是抬起头来仰望主。
And he felt he did not know him enough. He wanted to know him, really know him.
他发现他没有明白主，没有足够的明白主，他要希望更多的明白主。
And all along his life, you know, he says, I fought the fight, I have run a race, I have kept the faith.
所以他就是说，我美好的仗已经打了，当跑的路已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
And when he say this, he's saying that finally the judge, the righteous judge, is going to give me a crown.
所以最后他说，那个公义的冠冕为我存留啊，他要他公义审判的时候，他要赐给我这个冠冕。
So whether he's fighting a fight, whether he's running a course, whether he's trying to keep the faith.It's always in the light. Always this righteous judge is before him.
所以不论他是打美好的仗，还是当跑的路，还是所信的道，他总要有这个公义的审判就在他的脸面前面。
The Lord of the judge, I mean the Lord of the judgment is before him.
这个神公义的审判就在他在他前面。
No, it's not the 审判 itself. It's the Lord of that judgment. It's a judge. The judge is before him.
这个主就是那审判官就在他的前面。
So it's very much like Apostle, just very much like David. You know, David, he being the sheep, the shepherd is always before him, one rod away.
就像大卫一样，他大卫是那羊。那个牧羊人就在一杆之外，一杆之近的地方等着他。
Yeah, so the judge, of course, is not a fierce judge. The judge also comforts.
是啊，这个审判者、审判的主不但是不是那个可怕的审判官，而是他就是一个安慰的审判官。
So finally, he actually has this crown.
最后
reserved for Paul.
所以最后保罗就得了这个公义的冠冕，这个冠冕是为他存留的。
Now this crown, Paul says, not only for him, but for everyone who loves his appearing.
所以保罗这里说，这个公义的冠冕不但只是给他的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕基督显现的人。
Brothers and sisters, when we talk about love his appearing, the Paul doesn't mean that the appearing, you know, long time away. The Paul means that if you love his appearing today, you live a different life.
这个保罗说这个显现不是说这个很久以后才出现的人，就是一旦你爱慕他，他现在就向你显现。
Yeah, when you love his appearing today, you live a different life.
如果你爱慕他的显现的话，你今天就有一个不同的生命。
Yeah, today you live like he's just run one rod away.
如果你今天就活着，如果就像你的主就离你一丈之远的话，你今天就活出一个不一样的生命来。
Yeah, if you love his appearing, you just say like David.You say that the Lord, I have put you right before us. If you are on my right hand side, I will not be moved.
所以就像这个亲近的关系，就是就像大卫所说的，主啊，我爱慕你，你就在我这一丈之内，我爱慕你的管教，也爱慕你的安慰。
Yeah.Well, the last 10 minutes, I would just like to share one thing, and that's it.
最后有十分钟，我来再分享一点。
You know, as we see that whether it's David and whether it's Paul, they look up to God. They look up to Christ Jesus.
我们知道，不论是大卫还是保罗，他们都是往上往上看神，看耶和华神，仰慕。
Yes, and right, Apostle Paul says, "Lord, I did not know you enough. I want to know you more."
使徒保罗说，我认识你不够，我要认识你更多。
Yeah, I want to know the power of your resurrection.
我想要认识你复活的大能。
And I want to suffer with you.
我要与你同受苦。
Yeah.So, brothers and sisters, this is up, looking up.
这个弟兄姐妹们，这个就是往上仰望。
You know, as we read at the very beginning, the book of Isaiah, it shows up the great light comes, the light points to the sun on the throne.
对啊。我们看以赛亚书刚开始所念的，就是这个大光显现，是大光照在王的宝座上。
Yeah, and then on the throne there is the Son of God.
所以在他宝座上有神的儿子坐。
Now, right. If we don't get close to him, now we don't get much benefit.
如果我们不向神这个他的光亲近的话，我们就一点。好处也得不着。
But if we do, we realize one thing.
但如果你这样做了和神亲近的话，你会意识到一点。
You'll find that the Son of God represents God totally.
你会发现神的儿子完全就代表了神的心，神。
And, yes, and he's wonderful.
真的是非常的奇妙。
Dear brothers and sisters, oftentimes, you know, in the coronavirus,And in all these turmoil last year, you feel so upset. And then when you think about the Lord, think about brothers and sisters, think about the wonderful things the Lord has done in the life of my brothers and sisters. You just say, Lord, you're wonderful.
弟兄姐妹，去年一年有很多的混乱，也包括外面的瘟疫，我们实在是非常的失望。但是如果你头往上仰，往上看我们的主的话，你就是会发现，弟兄姐妹们，这个是生命，神的生命是这样的奇妙。
Yes, in difficulty, how come the Lord, you know, my, you know, this brother's sister's house family, that brother's sister's family, they still can deal with it and still are kept by the Lord.
真的是我们发现在这苦难的时候困难的时候我们这一位弟兄那一位姐妹的家里他们怎样能够坚守得住能够他们的生命中仍旧受神的保守。
And this, yeah, and then this, when the Lord Jesus is on the throne in my heart, then I find that he's counselor.
当我们的主耶稣基督作者为王在我们的心中作主为王的时候我们就会知道他是那保惠师他是那安慰者。
Yeah, and his counselor, his 测试 he really solved our problems.
真的他是那个保惠师他是那测试他真的是帮我们能解决各样的问题。
You know, in our homes, or especially younger brothers and sisters, you know, the new husband, new wife, they fight all the time.
大家知道我们那边特别是年轻的弟兄姐妹们年轻的夫妻们他们常常吵架。
But one day they realize the Lord is on the throne, that Christ is on the throne in my heart, in his heart, or in her heart, you know, immediately the situation changes.
当最后他们意识到神就在他们的心在你的心中在我的心中在他的心中然后马上情况就改变了。
Yeah.Isn't that true, brothers and sisters?
这不是这样吗?
So the Lord is counselor.
所以神就是那安慰师、保惠师、测试。
And Almighty God.
这是永在的父永全能的神。
全能的神。You know, brothers and sisters, how many times I feel not able to do this, not able to do that. But thank the Lord, you know, after I pray, after a night that I wait before the Lord, you know, the Lord gave me strength.
所以多少次我们知道我们是这样的不能，我们是这样的软弱，但是我们祷告以后，终夜祷告之后，我们就发现神给了我力量。
And it may not be immediate, but you have to maybe wait overnight. Maybe at night you have to wake up several times.
对，不是马上的事情，有可能是要经过一整夜的事情。一晚上有可能你会醒好几次。
But the Lord is the Almighty God.
但是神是那全能的神。
And then this Father Eternal.
就是永在的父。
The Father Eternal talks about his all-encompassing love.
这个永在的父讲的就是他完全的这个爱和他的怜悯。
Well, we have a younger brother who gave a talk the other day on Sunday. He said, in the past when I pray, I kind of felt that I'm praying to my boss.
但有一个年轻的弟兄呢，他有一次做了这样一个分享，他是说，以前我祷告的时候，就像我向我的老板祷告说话。
Yeah, God, I feel that God is my boss. I have done this right, wrong, that wrong, or I want the Lord to tell me what is right and how do I do right and so on and so forth, like his boss.
所以就像我们向我们的老板说话一样，就是常常说，哎，老板。我有什么事情做对了，我有什么事情做错了，你要告诉我，我能够怎样才能做对，怎样才能做错。
But my brother said, you know, one day I realized that when I pray, I'm praying to my father.
但这位弟兄有一次说，有一天我意识到了，我这样祷告不是向我的老板祷告，而是向我的父亲祷告。
Whole thing changes.
整个的情况就完全改变了。
So, dear brothers and sisters, he is the Father Eternal.
所以他是永在的父。
And then finally, the Prince of Peace.
然后就是和平的君。
He solves all our problems.
然后
all our problems.
他解决我们所有的问题，所有的。
If he's not on the throne, you know, if, see, we have 5 or 10 brothers and sisters together,If Lord Jesus is not on the throne of a particular brother or particular sister's heart, then the problem cannot be solved.
就像有六七个弟兄姐妹一起做事，如果神没有在一个两个弟兄姐妹内心里做王的话，那些问题就不能解决。
I should say this. Suppose we have five brothers and sisters together. Whether we do things or we don't do things, five together. There may be some grudges over there. Now, if Christ is on the throne of every single one of them, ask yourself, will the problem solved?
对，就像我
will the problem be solved?
我们举个例子，比如说我们有五个弟兄，在一起做事的话，如果神的灵在每个弟兄姐妹的心里做王的话，你想一想，这个问题是不是很容易解决？
You know, brothers and sisters, this is absolutely true. So the important thing is, brothers and sisters, Christ Jesus has to be on the throne of my heart and on the throne in your heart.
所以这里要说的强调的就是，这个神的灵一定要在你、在我、在每个人的心中做王。
Not 神的灵 ，just 神 ，just Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus has to be.That on the throne in my heart, on the throne in your heart.
所以神我们的主耶稣基督一定要在你在我心中作王。
Yeah, remember when we read at the very beginning in Luke chapter 17, the kingdom of God is in your heart.
我们以前刚才刚开始时候读的是路加福音17章，是神的国就在你心里。
Now,The kingdom of God means the same thing as God is on the throne.
神的国就是讲这件事情，就是神在宝座上作王。
Yeah. So thank the Lord. I mean, God is on the throne. Christ is on the throne. Yes, everywhere in the church, but more importantly, in my heart.
是。我们最重要的就是神在宝座上，基督在宝座上，他们在教会里每样地方，但是最重要的是他们是在我们的心中作王，
在我的心中作王
在我的心中作王。
Now there is a song, there is a hymn, the hymn number, hymnary, there's a hymn number, 306. The title of the hymn is, Living for Jesus.
这里他讲的是那这个彭弟兄讲的是有一个圣诗是306首，不知道我们这边是不是有同样的圣诗。他的圣诗
Living for Jesus, right?
为主
活着为耶稣
活着为耶稣。
Yeah, and the refrain, it says this: I own no other master.My heart shall be your throne.
它里面有一个歌词就重复的，从此我无别的主，我心是你宝座。
Yes, 我心是你的宝座。
Yeah, 我心是你的宝座。My heart shall
be your throne. Let's pray. Yeah.